from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tanner, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's up, B? What's good with you?
I'm chilling, man. So, Tanner, I wanted to talk to you because as I talk to fans, everybody is waiting on a name and a receivers and this, that, and the other. You over there more often than not. You watch these receivers. We already know what Terry can do. What can you tell other people about the other receivers that could get them off the ledge just a little bit?
Well, you know, one of the things, you know, we were just talking about the wideouts the other day, and me, Logan, and Fred, and I was trying to tell him, I say, fans tell me all the time that, well, we don't have enough tall guys as receivers, or we don't have that name, that marquee name guy to go along with Terry as a receiver. And the first thing I said, you know, I wanted to address the issue about the tall stuff. But I'm like, what necessarily tells you that a guy being tall is going to make him play, you know, better?
Yeah.
Or a guy being tall is going to make us better as a core? You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, when you have playmakers, you're not worried about how tall they is. Yes, we hear wide receiver and we thinking all these wide receivers got to be godly, have to be 6 feet or better, but that's not how we all made. And from far as I know, being a little guy, as long as you're going out there making the plays, doing your assignments, that's all needs to be done for you to produce in that area. And so get that out your head first and foremost. You see a guy like Terry McLaurin, all he needs is a guy that's going to compliment him, whether you tall or not. And we have a couple of guys now. You know, we picked up a guy, you know, from the Texans, Brown, who has a little height on him. And then we have McCaffrey, who has a little height on him. But and then also bringing Pringle in this year, he have a little height on him. But
yeah.
I don't like to get caught up in all that. And then when you go into just talking about the names, man, it's all about making plays. It's all about doing what you're supposed to do at that position. I take a little bit of, you know, something that I heard from when we were just talking about the whole Dotson situation. Like, you're looking at a player that I have a lot of, you know, love for. I think he's a tremendous kid. He's going to have his day where he can really show that he, you know, he can play this game, because we saw him as a rookie have a nice year. But I think when you ask him for a particular guy or situation to be the way that you want it to be, if it doesn't fit you, then you have to play the guys that's producing the way you want them to play. And I think that's the situation that panned out with Dotson. So, hey, man, you can't worry about what we don't have. You got to worry about what we have. And I think when you have a quarterback like Jaden and when you have the guys that's there that made the team, let them go out there and show you what they made of.
Yeah. I look at it, Tanner. When people talk about you, they talk about Gary Clark. I don't hear nobody talking about how tall y'all were.
Yeah.
All they talk about is y'all made plays. And I think what has happened is, in this day and age, somebody hear one GM or one coach say something. A lot of us in the media, we start repeating what that person said, and then all the fans just repeat it as if they really know what they're talking about. And basically what they're doing is repeating what somebody just stated. If a guy is running past you, Tyreek Hill is not tall, right?
At all.
He had 1,799 yards last year. I don't think anybody said they need to go get a guy that's 6'2". You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So just because other guys are big, everybody out there that's tall, they're not A.J. Brown. They're not D.K. Metcalf. But I think ultimately you just need, like you said, you need playmakers. And for me, the guys they have in, no, they haven't jumped over that hump yet. But a lot of these guys have experience and have had some success. Crowder has been consistent throughout. Zacchaeus has been consistent everywhere he goes. Pringle, been on the Super Bowl team. you know, Luke comes from great pedigree, and he has to learn this game, and I think he has to learn it at another position compared to what he was before. De'Ami Brown is now getting his opportunity. And Noah Brown last year proved when he gets the opportunity, he can ball out. Now he got to stay healthy. So, I mean, I just think that this receiving core is better than what people are giving them credit for. And it just, everybody just think that, I just had this guy called in and was talking about letting KJ Henry go and then telling me about, what's the cornerback, Gilmore. I'm like, look, dude, everybody that we let go is not going to go somewhere and be great. And everybody that somebody else let go can't come here and be great. Sometimes you just got to go with what you go with.
My thing is, too, you know, when you look at this situation that we're in, and I think a lot of people look at it from the standpoint of what other teams have.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as I recall, back when I was playing and we were playing at a high level offensively, we brought in other receivers. We brought in a B. Lloyd. We brought in a Randall L. But regardless, the guys that moved that offense up and down the field was Portis, Cooley, and myself. Those is the three names. And when you look at this offense here, you got a Zach Ertz, you have a Terry McLaurin, you have a dynamic young quarterback that we don't know what he's going to do, but we know sooner or later when he gets out there, he's going to be special. And then you have those guys in the backfield, B-Rob, and you have Eckler. So you have the guys, and then you have the complimentary guys on the outside, you know, as well to go along with Terry. So just got to let guys go out there and produce. And I feel, you know, I hate getting caught up in the name game because a lot of these guys won't be who they are if they didn't get the opportunity. It's all about opportunity. And I'm sure, like, De'Ami Brown, man, I'm thrilled to see him, you know, being in the situation he is right now because we know how tough it is to make a team when you get those coaching changes. And we know how his journey been so far. We've been waiting for him to, you know, get over that hump or whatever. And this preseason alone has been the first time I've seen things slow down tremendously for him. So I'm loving the fact that they have the guys that they have. Now let us go out there and watch these guys, you know, perform.
You know, Taylor, one thing I've said, like I hear people always tell me, oh, man, the guy's in the contract year, he played better. I'm like, contract year is something that people have made up. What ultimately it is normally a guy in a contract year has played 3 years or 4 years, depending on the contract. Okay, some guys signed a four-year deal, some guys signed a five-year deal. So now when you're coming into your contract year, you better understand the game. You better understand what your routine is. And you now are not worried about anything anymore because you're settled down. That's why you play better. It's not because it's your contract year. It's because you're more experienced at the game that you're playing now.
Yep. But tell the truth, though. You know that those contract years also – you know, it's a lot of pressure, and people fail to realize that you're playing for your livelihood. And, you know, something I learned from, you know, as a little young buck, pressure is either going to make diamonds or bust pipes. So if you go out there with that pressure and produce, then we know what you become. And then if you don't, then we also know what happened to you. So, I mean, you can't worry necessarily what's going on, when it's going on. You know, I love talking to folks because me and Gary Clark and Fred had this talk last night. I love to hear the arguments that some of the fans bring us, but I'm like, I hate that. Look, if you're excited about this game, if you're excited about your team, let your team go out there and show you what they're made of. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's not get caught up into the games that's going to be won. Let's not get up on how good they're going to be. Trust me. Be confident in what you have and let them show you who they are. Every week they're going to show you something new. And right now we don't know what this team's going to be because they're a new team. You got 33-plus something new guys on this team, and we also know the staff is new. So you got to let these guys go out there each week and show you what they're made of. But I think, man, it's going to be an exciting year, man. I'm just looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Ted, I'm looking forward to traveling with you this year, man. Me and Santana will be doing a pre- and a post-game show, him and Brian Colbert Jr., we'll be doing a pregame on the road and at home, pre- and postgame. So get ready for Tampa next week, brother.
You already know. We have a blast. Can't wait, buddy.
All right, man. Take care, man. Appreciate you, Tanner.
You too, buddy.
All right, that's Santana Moss joining us on the BetQL guest line. 8 to 9, you can follow him on Instagram. Tanner's not on Twitter. Go on Instagram at 8EIGHCTODANINE.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.